There's a new national ranking out about local education, and, well, it's probably not going to come as a surprise, but the San Joaquin Valley, in this case the Fresno area, didn't fare so well. This time, the ranking is about economic segregation in schools in Madera and Fresno County, something that national nonprofit EdBuild says is among the worst in the nation. Here to tell us more is Fresno Bee education reporter Mackenzie Mays, who wrote about this recently in the paper. Mackenzie, welcome to Valley Edition.
Thank you.
So in a nutshell, they looked at three districts here, Fresno Unified, Clovis Unified, and Golden Valley Unified. Clovis Unified includes most of the city of Clovis, including some rural areas and also portions of North Fresno. Fresno Unified covers a majority of the older parts of the city of Fresno. And Golden Valley, for our listeners who might not be familiar, is in the northern north of Fresno, in the area across the river in Madera County. How did these districts compare?
So what EdBuild did was they actually analyzed every single school district in the country, and then they weighed the disparities between them. And that's where we fell into the top 50, because almost half of people living in Fresno Unified School District are living in poverty, but they're bordered by Golden Valley, where only 12% are living in poverty, and Clovis Unified is only 16%. So because that's such a huge gap, and even though we're so close to those districts, there are really big differences that put us up there on the list.
So usually when we talk about segregation and education going back over 60 years, we talk about race. This is not exclusively a race story as they're looking at economics, but does that play a part in this as well?
Oh, yeah, of course. So it is economic segregation, and they focus on income levels, but everyone knows that there are a big difference between these cities that we're talking about. I moved here a year ago, and I heard a lot about a tale of two cities sort of thing. So, yes, it's about economics, but only 10% of Fresno Unified students are white. And next door at Clovis, almost half of students are white. So it all plays together.
So what are the districts saying about this now that this has come out and they're getting a lot of attention on this? They don't, the people who are running the districts right now didn't necessarily set their borders. This is something of a historical amalgamation of different boundary lines as districts changed over the years and populations grew. But what do the district officials say at this point?
Yeah, it's not news to anyone, but the story still really struck a chord with people, I think. You know, Superintendent Michael Hansen at Fresno Unified says this is the kind of thing he deals with every day. And his quote was that he knows that people move up and out. If you have the means, that you leave Fresno Unified because there are hurdles that you don't have in Clovis Unified, and Clovis Unified is considered one of the best public school districts in the state of California. So, they know this is just sort of an after effect of boundaries. And what EdBuild is saying, one of their arguments, is not just how schools are funded, but that boundaries shouldn't exist at all. There's no law that requires school boundaries to be revisited or to be redrawn. And so they say that that will always perpetuate segregation.
So following up on that thought, then, are they asking for doing something like we do with congressional districts and redraw district lines every so often to try to change the situation?
Yeah, that organization is saying, yes, we need to revisit how these lines were drawn in the first place. And they're also saying we should not depend on property taxes to fund schools, which California doesn't mean as much as it does in other states because we have that local control funding formula. And so while Clovis and Golden Valley, where they have higher property values, get more local funding than places like Fresno Unified, Fresno Unified gets more funding in general because they have disadvantaged pupils. So in California, the more poor students you have, the more English learners you have, the more money you get. So the segregation still definitely exists, but we do get help in funding.
So that's the new funding formula that's just being rolled out. It'll probably take a while to see what the results of that effort are. When it comes to things, though, I know Clovis Unified has talked about local control funding, and they admit that their overall population is economically more advantaged, I guess you could say, than Fresno Unified. But they also say that they do serve a number of students who are in poverty, and especially in certain schools. I know they've raised some concerns that the students that go to, say, a Pinedale Elementary or so, where a majority of those students qualify for free or reduced lunch, aren't getting that local control extra money that local control funding formula would provide. Is that an ongoing concern in education, or is this maybe something that you that advocates want to see a district that has more of a mix of schools that some are more spread out in terms of socioeconomic boundaries? Because Clovis has some very affluent schools, but they also have schools that are less affluent.
Mm-hmm. There's a big philosophical discussion about all of this across the country dealing with segregation in education. And some people say the only way to fix segregation is integration. You know, they say that extra money, putting it in an integrated place or a segregated place, doesn't help. The only way to fix it is to redraw those boundaries, or for upper income families to make a self-sacrifice and move into a place like Fresno Unified, and then others will follow suit. And so I don't think anybody has a solution right now, but I think everyone's thinking about it.
So EdBuild is a relatively new organization. They're billed as a reform education group. What do we know about them?
They focus primarily on school funding. They're a national nonprofit. They're based on the East Coast. And they focus a lot on segregation and comparing school districts, because right now that's a really hot topic, because we've all been taught that segregation is illegal. And we know about Brown versus Board of Education and all these things. But when we look around, we see a lot of differences. Just like here in our districts, it's not just economic or racial. You know, state test scores came out last week. Clovis Unified did twice as well on the state test scores. You know, they're far ahead in proficiency levels for their students. And then so that makes everyone think, why is it that the wealthier district is doing so much better academically than the poor district?
You mentioned that this is not earth-shattering news to local observers who follow this and know the community, but it still generated quite a bit of response. What was the response like from your readers?
It was huge, actually. I think that it gets really personal. People want to know, you know, what should they do? Should they stay in the district they're at? Should they move? Do they feel at fault? You know, some people feel guilty for where they live, and others worry about their kids. But yeah, I know no one, it was not a shock, but to see it, I guess, ranked nationally and to realize, hey, it's not just local that we're concerned about this. This is in the top 50 most segregated school boarders in the country. So I think that's kind of what surprised people.
You can read more about it in the Fresno Bee and Mackenzie May's reporting on this and other education issues covering Fresno and Clovis Unified for the paper. Again, this new ranking from a national nonprofit, EdBuild, which is an advocacy organization that ranked Fresno and the schools in this area as among the most economically segregated in the nation. Mackenzie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.